wanted to quickly, in Sifres and Simonim, but before that, I just wanted to mention today's Tubav. I wanted to mention very briefly of a Mahalach from a great owner of centers at South, as Rosh Yeshiva and Skokie. The Mishnah says in Tainus, it says in the Mishnah in Tainus on Chav Zayin and Beis, the Mishnah has Lo Hayu Yom Amar B'Shugum Lo Hayu Yom Tov Yisrael Kamishach Sar Ba'av and Kimi Kippurim Sheben Benoz Yisrael Yoytzes V'Cholos Bekromim Ma Yomrim Bokher Sona Yenech Rei Ma Ata Baraloch. So that's the Mishnah. And the Gemara comments a little later on, and Daf Chav Tes and Beis, the last Daf there, the Gemara comments, that's the Mishnah's on Chavov, and then the Gemara comments a little bit later. Yeah, Mishnah's Chavov, Gemara comments on Chav Tes and Beis. Actually, it's on Laman of Beis. Gemara says, "Umber b'shulam le'loy yom tov mitzvah kamisha shabbat v'kim mikrum bishlam b'yom mikipurim shum yispeis lichum mechila yom shenidna ba'aluchos achroinus." Two reasons. Ela betubav ma'hi. So it's just interesting that the Gemara gives on that kasha six different terutzim. Either the Mesei Midbar stopped dying, or either the Shvatim had a head to marry one another. The third is that Shevet Binyamin was allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. The fourth is in Ravatul Hashomrim, the Yeruvim ben Nevat set up. The fifth is the Harugei Beitar are given over to Kfura. And the sixth is that the Eitzim, the requirement to cut the Eitzim, Lamaracha stopped, and therefore it gave them more time to learn Torah at night. So the Brisa there on Lamed Aleph quotes, says, Ten Rabbanah Bas Melech Shoelos Bas Kohen Gadol. Bas Kohen Gadol is Mibas Skan, Bas Skan Mibas Meshuch Mechoma, Bas Meshuch Mechoma, Mibas Kohen Hedjit. Chol Yisrael Sholin Zemezek and Elishbaishu is Misha Einlo. They should borrow the clothes, each one who's a greater stature from someone lower. So, Rav Sender points out, you see from here, there seems to be a machloik is relating to the actual date of Tubav and when it exactly started to be celebrated in the history of Klal Yisrael. So he points out, well, if you look at the Gemara, there's two dates that are very, very far off from one another. One is the Dor HaMidbar, and number two is Haruge Beitar, which is 50 years after the Korban, right, which is 132 CE. So that's a very important Hara. Number two, he points out that the Gvura Sarifrek Dekasha, he says, you know, if Haruge Beitar was 132 CE, which it was, there was no Kohen Gadol. There was no Skan Kohen Gadol. It's an Eis Nakasha that the Shagatzari asked in the Sefer. Number two, he points out, very bizarre, there were Koveh Achag Ludaris on an event that happened just for that door, that particular, a special door, you know, that door. And number three, what's the Kesher with the dancing in the vineyards with the being the association of this Chag? So he wanted to point out a Mahalach, one Mahalach, where he points out that maybe you could say, he quotes from the Mar upon him, the Yushalmi, that the Gemara, when it was asked, as Kasha was asking, why is Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av any better than the other Chagim? What schus does it have that the Mishnah makes such a statement? So the Gemara says, well, Yom Kippur, I understand, it's Yom Slichu Mechila, which makes it like a regular Yontif. And the second statement of Yom Sheninu Baluchos Achronos is why it's Adif Yom Kippur than the other Yom Tovim. So then the Gemara affects the Kasha and says, Tubav, what's the story? So the Gemara's first answer is not really six answers. It's really five answers. The first answer of the Gemara is that it's Yom Shutra Boluchos. If you look at Taisus, Yom Shutra Shvatim Lavodzva, Perish Dahani Yom Tif. Meaning, that's the first answer to say it makes it substantial that it's a Yom Tif. Then the Gemara gives five other answers what its Adifus is than the other Yom Tovim. That's the one approach that he wants to say, Lamaisa, in the Gemara, and therefore that would answer maybe the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh, because Tubav was Nikba Mizman HaMidbar when the Mesei Midbar stopped dying, and the five other answers just to what the Adifus of Tubav over the other Chagim. So that might answer the first kasha, but the other two kashas still remain strong. and that is that you know, how could you be, how could we you know, do a kfiyas achak for one door, and what's the kesher with the mechaylus? Just to point out, the same Gemara appears in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Alvav, and the Rashbam, who he says befares these five Amorim are not arguing one another. Mar Gemar Mehai Rabbe, so they're not arguing. Okay, but Sender Zatzal wants to say a different Malach on his own. He basically wants to say is that those, a different Malach, and that Yom Kippur is special, Yom Slichu Mechila, Yom Shinun Baluchos, are really all the same reason. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's solidifying the Cheshivas of Yom Kippur, and every Chag has their uniqueness. And the Gemara of Yom Kippur is special, we understand that. But what it means is, and this is what he wanted to tie in, is that Loi Yom Tif in its Hesber means there was not a Simcha B'Yisroel, a Simcha Sachagim. Now the Ritva asks on the Mishnah, we said anyone who doesn't see a Simchas Beis Shoeva, the Gemara says Simcha Lora Simcha B'Yomov. So he answers that Tubav and Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael was together in the Simcha, whereas Chag Shoeva was only for the Gedolei Ador. So that's what means Loi Yom Tovim. There was not a Simcha of that level. The Miri has like that as well. There was not a Simcha on this level. So he wants the Taina that the Hesber is that this was unique and special because it was a Yom Skula for Shiduchim. That's what he wants to say at Chiddush. This was a day, this today was a Yom Skula for Shiduchim, and that's why the girls went out Yotzes Bekromim. Because this was a day, it was Yuchad Chag LeShiduchim, and it was a special, unique, and a very special, auspicious day, because the Luchos were getting, it was Yom Slicha de Kapara, and the day of Luchos. And that's why the Gemara says that Yom Kippur was special for that, for Shiduchim. And then the Gemara wants to say, what's the uniqueness of Tubav that it should also be? So he says, that gives six answers. He's not going to the sixth Mahalak. And that's a Yom that's a Skula for Shiduchim, and that's what makes it different, that it's a Yom Skula. And he says that this was already celebrated in the Shoftim, say for Shoftim Chag B'Shilo, that they did this on Sukkos. According to many, it happened on Sukkos. They went out in Mecholos Tubav for Shiduchim. So these days, Yom Kippur and Tubav were special in that sense, and that started Lamaisa. He says, "Is that Hischel Vizman by Yisheni? Heinu Hayos Veinanu Motzim Shum Raya Orem Islam Shicha Chagazes Shemeshiv Ad Lizman Oshem Rigom Liel." So Vizman Amishta. So maybe they restarted it. So many the Rashi's Bikurim, in fact, Akasha, the Poskim Seinu Chos Tachanun, not to say. Says in Shulchan Aruch action, so if you at Kuf Lamed Aleph, you're not to say Tachan and Tubav. So the Magen Avraham says, because is the Yontif Bizman Beis Hamikdash, but it's a Pella. Butla Megillus Tainus. In fact, the Piskei Tais and Tainus holds like the Beis Yosef B'Shem the Rokeach that you should say Tachan today. You actually should say Tachan. Shibula Lech B'Shem Agoinen, because Beis Hamikdash is Butla. But according to what? According to this Mahalach of Rav Sender Zatzal, that this is a yom that's kavua and miyuchad l'shaduchim, it's lamaisa not necessarily in the kushu with bisman and mikdash, and the mail it's understood why we don't say tachim. So I want you to get this mahalach, very beautiful mahalach. He has many svarim, beautiful. Shek is a very big fan of his svarim. It's Ohel Rivka, and he has the shtickle player in there. And you know, I think we should just say over from the Marashah, one of the six questions you're asked when you go to Shemayim is asakta b'privi reviviyah. We always think that means you have children, but the Marashah says in that Gemara and Shabbos means that you make a shidduch. Many times a guy gets married, he doesn't care about his chaverim as much, maybe not consciously, that they're getting married. It's an amazing thing. The Marashah teaches kasakta b'riviyah, kasakta. Doesn't say kiyamta, it says kasakta. Kasakta is did you see to, did you make a shidduch? So it's a day of tefillah, flamaisa, even if a guy's married, he's happily married, it's a day of tefillah for your chaverim. That you should, you know, everything should work. Everyone should find a zivug, and it's a day that's, you know, musugal for shidduchim. That's the chiddush that he wanted to bring out lamais in this day. It's beautiful mahalo. Okay, so that's the first thing. So we should keep that in mind in our tefillah, especially today. Daven Meir Ben Shachar, we still have mincha, and we know the Gemara says in Brachas Elah was nana ben mincha. Jake pointed out. And Avram Lamaisa, that also the sheet is in the Gemara afterwards, it's saying Shachas Meirev, but the first sheet in the Gemara was Minchit. There's something about Minchit, also I heard from official shekhtar shlita wants a mincha at the end of the week, somehow the apikabala is that you can get all the tefillas in l'maisa for the whole week. So we share kavanah for chaverim when we have this. Okay, let's continue now. Let's continue now upon the what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a few gemaras I want to mention. But let's start from where we had in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll mention the Tosfos we had to finish up in Shabbos and the gemaras and Ksubis. So we were at Sif. We were at Siv Zayin. Okay, Lo Yistaka Afilu Da'akeva. We close with the Gemara Darv. Lo Makom Esam Chusum Shabbat. Avamutal Es Askel Bob. Makom Esam Gulim Afabi Shenene Ber Yosef. I want to first mention that the Gemara in Shabbos, we should note, compares, a married woman, a woman who's in need, who's your wife, with Eishes Chaveiro. Hope you noticed that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Shabbos, what was the Shaila? He said, Ibailu, Nida, Maush, Tishin, Ibailu. The Gemara has a plain Shaila right there. You give them off in Shabbos. He be bigda, who be bigdo. Can a Nida sleep with her husband? She's in her garment, and he's in her garment. Okay? I mean, the Ritva says, we know the Gemara says in Ksubis and Samach Aleph, that a Nida cannot even make her husband's bed in his presence. So, lest they be tempted to sin. So how can they be permitted to sleep together? Yeah? The Ritva asks this in Shabbos. So Ritva says that the prohibition, the Isra of making a bed, was only by an Amira. The Gemara is looking for what a Mishnah, a Brisa, a Makar in Tanaic literature. And the Gemara presents all this Shaila here in Shabbos. And the Gemara has a Tashma, where it darshens the Pasuk El Aharim Lo Achol. And it says, Makish Ish Nidal Eish Israel. Ma eish Israel who be big do vibe big do aser, af ishto nidu who be big do vibe big do aser. So Shema Mini learned from here that a need and her husband cannot sleep together even if they're both clothed. And then the Gemara says a pligger of podos. We have to know the Gemara's a pligger of podos. Damer of podos lo aser toira le kurva shel gili arayas bilvad. Shnemer ish shall share besaro lo sikru le galus irva. So a podos holds no. That the Isser applies only to Bia. Any other Kiruv is only what? Midrabanan. So if they're clothed, it's Mutter. So the Gemara presents a Machlaikis Lamaisa between the Amoraim Lamaisa, between the Amoraim, as to whether it's permissible or not. Okay? Now, the Poshup Shot in Rav Padas, at least according to Rashi, is that Chibuk and Nikashuk is only the Rabbanan. Okay, Rav Yosef who argues with Rav Padas holds it to Nisid Raisa. So Lachur the Machlekes Raman the Ramban that we mentioned, Lachur is a straight up Machlekes Amoraim between Rav Yosef and Rav Padas. Okay, that's what it seems to be. But what I wanted to also point out is that according to Rashi's Hesber of Rav Padas, that it's mutter for one to lie in a bed with his wife as long as they're clothed. So many Rishonim are bothered by Taisa's Rashi's whole Mahalach. Because the Gemara earlier assumed that it was us to lie together, right, with another man's wife, even while they're clothed, right? And Rashi said, this would be tantamount to the Isra of Yichud, which is in the Sidur Isra. So how on earth can Rav Padas matter this? If you're comparing Lamaisa with the need of one's wife, Nida, with Eishes Chaveiro, so the Rishonim and Taisa is bothered by, how could Rashi say such a thing? So the Chiddushi Aran in Shabbos says the following, bless you, David. He wants to say, and I want you to get this, that Rav Padas is not referring, Lamaisa, he's not referring to another man's wife. He's not referring to another man's wife. Rav Padas agrees that, lying with another man's wife is certainly Issa Deraisa. Rav Padas speaks of his own wife when she's in need. And therefore there's machlekes between Rav Padas and Rav Yosef is not like we normally thought, Lamaisa. It's not talking about Chibuk Venisha, Machlek is Ram the Ramban. No, it's talking about one's own wife when she's a needed. Rav Padas says if they're clothed, they're allowed to be together. And therefore, Lamaisa is an Issid Rabbanon, and it's okay. Whereas Rav Yosef holds an Issid Yeraisa, and therefore, that's the Machlek. So, comes out that that's how the Chiddush HaRan wants to save Rashi. The only thing is that the Chiddush HaRan says that Rav Padas' pasuk is not talking about an Eden. So I want you to get this down. Shtikl Chiddush. Rashi, the first day of the summer, we point out Yosef Engel and Davavim Bezin Gittin, and Eden is an Erva. It is talking about Erva as well. Zok the pasuk Ishisha Shirkmasol, Sikul Legalos Erva. Need is an Erva. It's Rashi Lishitosso. So the Chiddush HaRan's Hesber is fixed very good in Rashi, and it fixes Kash on Rashi. So we want to suggest. But to note this, what this comparison and this machlokes. Oh, so
sorry, I didn't get it. The Chiddush HaRan says what about the Hekesh according to Rav
Papa? Chiddush HaRan learns that the machlokes of Yosef Rav Padas is about with one's own wife who's a needed, not with Eishes Chaveiro, which is the standard shot Lamaisa. That's how the Chiddush HaRan wants a frem for Lamaisa. He wants a frem for Rashi. So about one's wife who's a needed. And the machlekes is whether it's deraisa the rabbana, but lamaisa. The only problem is Rav Chiddush HaRan, the Rav Padas quotes a pasuk that's not talking about a nida. I'm saying it is talking about a nida because Rashi the Shitasol's nida is an erva, so it is talking about that. It's not talking about ishchaver. That's Rav Padas, a correct pasuk. So we have this comparison, lamaisa. We have this comparison, and we know how bad the Yisrael Yistaklis is. It leads to Averis, Surach Relevavchen, no doubt. So it comes out that a woman that's not Makpa to cover her hair in front of her husband when she's Tahira, also is not Chayav to cover her hair in front of her husband when she's in need. Lechachila, she should cover it in her house. We know Kimchis, you know, she was Zocha, seven sons going Gadol, the Gemara says in Yuma. But the Istra of Istakhlis Lamaisa is, you know, talking about a situation. When you talk about this, when she's in need, he's doing it in a manner where he's not doing it with their agaf. He's doing it where he's, you know, if a woman is, you know, going, she's getting ready to go to bed, they have to be normal when they're in need. We're talking about a situation where, as the Rama said, it's mutter for a man lis bone, b'makomas akluim, even though she's nene. So you live like a normal people when she's in need. You don't have to, you know, go out of the room and you have to be normal. But Lamaisa, what I want to bring out here is that It says you're not allowed to be mistaken. So it's interesting that the Gemara said in Kiddushin and Daf Ayam and Aleph, we know that Shmuel says Kol Ish is Irva. So the Mechaber writes that in Simchof Aleph Sefav in Ben Ezer, that it's us of a person to hear the call of a Irva that's ushered to him. So the Lechem Simla in our Sim and Sifkon Chof and Rosh Hashulchan and Sifchof Gimel say it's also for a man to hear his wife singing while she's in need. Need is an erva. However, Bavadi, I didn't find it inside in the Abi Omer, but Rabbi Vadi is quoted here by the Shari Oyra. It says Chelik Dalet Siman Ted Vav. I looked it up. I didn't find it. Maybe it's different Chelik Dalet. I looked here. But Yesh L'chalik between a need and other ervas. Meaning, need is an erva, but Yesh L'chalik. In the sense that even though we said in the beginning of the summer with Rabbi Vadi, remember Rabbi Vadi said, Allah, Allah, Lamaisa, maybe it's not an Irva, but he says, Yesh L'chalik. The Chomer Matard certainly Surin, like Istaklus, not the Shem Hanah. Talking about Istaklus, Shmi is called Zemer. He says, by a woman who's Ishto Nida. And he says, these Isurim are not Isurim D'Araisa. It's a Chiddush to me. I don't know why he assumes that that's what I wanted to look up. Why are they not Isurim D'Araisa? Istaklus is not Isurim D'Araisa. He says, these are not, maybe you're holding, if you're holding like the Ramban, but Lamaisa, he says, they're not considered to be Suri Duraisa, Lakirvis Arias, only the Rabbanon, and the Chamim asked them by other Ariases, but they weren't goes with them by Ishto needed. And therefore, he says, if a woman normally sings Lamaisa, let's say throughout the house, or she sings Miris every Shabbos, and she's a needed, should be considered to be permissible. That's what he wants to tie in, Halacha Lamaisa. But it's interesting, you know, to the degree of comparison you bring between the degree of comparison we said between a wife who's a nida and Eishes Chaveiro. So even though the Gemara has that, but we're not taking that to the extreme here because we're making an exceptions. The truth is, when we talk about Kol Ish Erva, there's a shaila whether Kol Ish Erva is considered to be an objective Erva or is it considered to be an issue of Hirhuru. There's two approaches in Lomdus to say. One nafkamina would be Zmiris. If it's an objective erva, Zmiris would be Usr. If it's a Hurim, hopefully the guy shouldn't be having a Hurim for Zmiris. A radio would also be a nafkamin. It's not an objective error. It's not live. But if it's going to cause irurim, it would be a problem. Also, there are heterim, the Sri Deish, about, let's say, youth groups, the makar of them. If you hold it's objective error, there's no heter. But if you hold that it's a irurim, hopefully in that scenario you shouldn't have any irurim. There is a Sefer Chassidim that says kol ish is aser. A woman can't have irurim either. Obviously, it's much more of an iser for men because of otzah zer levatala. But if you hold this objective error, it's only going to work in one direction. If a woman's going to be aroused from kol ish, then the Sefer Chassidim has its aser. If it's irurim, then it applies in both directions. It's objective error, but only apply in one. So this is what Rav Avadya wants to say. And I just thought it was a chiddush. Even if kol ish want to say the rabbanan, that's fine. But istaklus, I don't see how istaklus could be only the rabbanan, not necessarily the raisa. That's why I wanted to look up inside, but I didn't find it. But the bottom line is that there's a famous comment of the Rosh Hashulchan in Hilchos Kriyas Shema where people have taken out of context that women don't have to cover their hair. God forbid, married women have to cover their hair. But he's talking about if you're saying Kriyas Shema in front of a married woman that doesn't cover her hair, he said people are so used to it, so it's not a problem. You can still say Kriyas Shema. He wasn't talking about Hilchos Ishus, whether you don't have to cover your hair. So in the ain't that type of svara here as well. If a woman sings or she normally doesn't cover her hair throughout, while she's Yimei Tara, then during Nida, shouldn't be a problem either because of, that's what the Ramah is basically driving at. So that's what you have. That's the Chiddush we wanted to bring out here regarding this din. Okay. One second. I just want to point out the Sidri Tara and Sifkan Devos. Even though the Ramah says Mutli Stako Ba, but he says Lo Yitim Ba Ain of Yosemi Dai, Penny Skalkling Ba. You have to, be normal about it, like I said. You got to be normal about it, mutuli stako, so you have to be careful about it. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So would it come out from this that, let's say, davening while your wife is singing is a problem? Learning while your wife is singing? It wouldn't matter who's singing. Even if she's not, you may need that. Because you might have your horim.
Well, kol ish irva. I mean, if your wife's singing, it's not a problem. But if it's going to cause your hurim, then
you shouldn't have your hurim for your wife in the middle of davening.
Right. So if it's going to disturb you, it's a problem. That's correct. Yeah.
Because I heard Rabbi Asher talks about if you're putting your kids to bed, and you're saying Shema with them, and your wife is singing in the other room. Is that okay? Meaning, because you're davening, you're saying Shema, but you're maybe having your hurim.
It makes sense. If it's going to cause your room, it's a problem. Yeah, absolutely. While you're davening, for sure. Yeah, Eli Ron, you had a question?
No, I was going to say that. That's where the din of kol ish erev was brought up in Shulchan Aruch, because it helps Kriyas Shema.
Right.
You can't be Kriyas Shema even if it's your wife singing.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Very good. Okay. Good. So that's Sif Zayin. That's true. Very good. Okay. Sif Ches. It says, Roy Losh Disyakim Abagadim Lemeni Dusa Kadesh Yushneim Zochrim Tomichi Nibit. It's Roy that she should have Begadim Lemeni Dusa. And the Sidri Tara says, even if she sees a Kesem, she should have Roy Shi Yakim Abagadim. The Torah Shlomim says, even the Begadim Shim Yakim Lesni Dusa, they can be nice. They can be nice, Noam Kushotim, it's Mutan to wear them. So, Lemaisen, that was when they were Shomer al Tumah v'Tahara. There was a significance in Yichud Begadim Lemei Nida, so she wouldn't come to Metame B'Taos Taros. Ismanenu, we don't have Taros, of course, and therefore, you would think maybe there's no such requirement, but a lot of times a person might forget she's in Nida, the man and the woman. And therefore, give chafatzim to one another. So it might be a good idea to make some type of simon so they're not what mavalbal in that. And this is symbolic of that. Okay, and then in Sif Tes, it says, Bekoshi yitirulo liskashes b'menidisa b'nidasa elekadesh liskano abayla. This is interesting that Bekoshi, they allowed you to have jewelry b'menidusa nor just liskano abayla. You don't want her in Niskana Abayla, so it's interesting. Is it kind of like I said before, Nishar Oris says this, you want to be normal about it, and you want to make sure that, you act normal, but at the same time, You know, you don't want to necessarily get too fancy to make sure that there won't be any hurim, things of that sort. The Gaon, if you saw the Gaon here, the Gaon points out in Sifkat Yigimel, he points out from the Avos Rav Nosson in the beginning of Perek Beis, which we had mentioned yesterday. It says Yachol Terchos Panev Tachol Enera Tamalon Vandavin Benidasa. So the Yikra Tefav Kol Ayamish Benidasa Te Benidui Mikan Amru. If she makes herself not look nice, but minidasa, ruach chacham and noche menu. So it's a good thing. The call him iskashet this atzma minidusa ain ruach chacham and noche menu. So it's important, I think, to note that. And obviously, you got to balance it. But the Gemara said in Shabbos and Sabbath Dalvei, zekeinim arishonim amru to tocho to tifkos to iskashet b'vidisivonim atchabor b'kivu limen in kein atamagana al bailin nipsa bailin megarsha. The Bekivi said, let's not take it to an extreme, but at the same time, the Gaon quotes that Avos Rav Nosson. So you got to balance it regarding this concept. Okay, let's now go to the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, okay? Which is, it brings us into Sif Yud. The Gemara in Ksubis here on Samach Aleph Aleph writes as follows. It says, Amr Yitzik Bar Chananya Amr Avuna Komalach Sheisha Osel Abayla. Any malachas that a woman has to do for her husband is part of the chivik suba. Nida osa labala. Chutz for three things. The mezigas akos, vatsoa samita, varchatz pon of yadav raglov. Okay? So the Gemara says those are the three things that are exception to the rule. The Gemara has this in Maseches Ksubis. Okay. So the Gemara comments on all three. Okay, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the following. It says, Hatzah Samita Amar Rava Lo Amarn El Defanav. Ava Shalobafanav, if it's Shalobafanav, Leis Lan Ba. Hatzah Samita Lamaisa is considered to be, you know, making the bed. And then the Gemara says, Nezigas Akos. It says, Shmuel Mechalfa Le Divtu Bide Smala. Shmuel's wife would switch and do it for him with her left hand. Abai manchale apuma de kuva. The wife of Abai would place the cup for him on the mouth of the jug. Rava abe sadya. Rava, the wife of Rava, would place on the cup of the pillow. Rav Papa sharshifa. Rav Papa would place it on the stool. Okay? So, it's interesting when we talk about these three dinim. We start with the din of mezigas akos. Okay? So we start with the din of mezigas akos. It's interesting that the Rabbeinu Shemaya is quoted in the Rosh, and also Tosis quotes Mir Ksubis, that the woman would prepare the drink in a normal way, but she'd hand it to him in her left hand. But the Rosh says that she would mix the drink with her left hand and set it on the table for Shmuel to take, right? But she would mix the drink, Lamaisa, with her left hand. So the first sheet in Rishonim says that she would prepare the drink normally, but she would hand it with her left hand. According to the Rosh, she mixed the drink with her left hand and set it on the table. Now the Ritva says, no, that she would also mix the drink with her left hand and place it with her left hand as well. So obviously there's a requirement to do some type of shinui. Okay? Now, what I want to point out here is that Rashi, and we hinted at this yesterday, we mentioned it yesterday, Rashi writes on the Gemara, he says, Mechafale bimei libuna. What does bimei libuna mean? During Shivanikin. So this is a Pella, right? That's a Pella to say, bimei libuna. What? That this is, Rashi says, bimei libuna. Okay? Rashi says, bimei libuna lamaisa. So, you know, during this requirement, you know, what's the din? So we mentioned yesterday that Tosfos in Shabbos points out halacha lemaisa that Rashi, he points out Rabbeinu Chananah and Rashi, Tosfos points out that there also was bimei libuna. They were makel to be moizeg through shinuyim only bimei libuna, but during Medusa it's aser. So it's a pella. Tosfos attacks this and says there's no difference between Melibuna and Bimedidusa. She hasn't gone to Mikvah yet. So Rabbeinu Tam said yesterday, we mentioned yesterday, they were talking about a scenario of shtei tefilas. She went at the end of the Riyah, and then she's going to go again at the end of Yemei Yeshiva Nikin. So in that case, they had Lamaisa this kula for Yemei Libur, which is very, very bechidish, and very, very difficult to say. But it's very meduic in this Rashi because it says Bimei Libuna. So that's Lamaisa, that's rejected Lamaisa, but I want you to know that distinction that Rashi, Rabbeinu Chanana hold. Then also a little bit later on, we mentioned yesterday that Rashi had this whole chiddush, and he quotes in the Max Ravitchi over here in Taisus that he had this issue of Shatam Yad Liad. So he tried to bring up a riot from the case of Tana Beliyahu, the Bryce and Shabbos. So he said, no, that's Bekatana about the Pachshem, and it wasn't handy. And then from the Gemara and Ksubas, this is what I want to bring out now. The Gemara and Ksubas Lachur was a riot, that it's Asa Lahoshim Yad Liyadah. So that's a riot for Rashi. Taisus rejects that and says, you have no riot, that's Dafka Mezikas Kos, which is Chiba Yisera. But other Dvarim Lamaisa are not Aser. And then, what I want to just close with is what Taisa closes with, and he says, from Achli Mi Vishisi, you should say it's a Raya, Halacha Lamaisa, that they said he ate with him and drank with him, Bisman Libuna. Remember, that story was also Bisman Libuna. So maybe the Shar HaChakas Lamaisa, the Shar HaChakas are in a Hanami, this is a Raya against Rashi, that the Shar HaChakas Bisman Libuna are Taka Aser. And not like Rashi that allowed it, Lamaisa, if there was a Shinui. Because it says, Achli mi vishasi mi. So we said, according to Rashi, it's okay. If you make a Shinui, so Taisa says, no, it's no Raya for Rashi, because the Ikker HaKpada was on the Shkiva, on them lying together. Just that was brought in, Achil Vishdiyas Derech Agav. So that's how you could save Rashi. That last Nakuda I want to just bring out. But I want you to get that Rashi, Shita is, that Bimei Libuna, there must have been a heter of with the Shinuyim, but we may neither, it wouldn't be a heter. And the Taisus rejects that and says, not true. There's no distinction between the two at all, Allah Lamaisa. So what we have here is this din about Mezikas HaKos. So what is the scope of this din? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba in Os Yud, in Kuf Tzariyeh, the Rashkos of Rashba, that Yisro Mezikas HaKos Chal Dafka Mezikas Yayin. Or things that will intoxicate you. Okay? Other things like other drinks or other food, there is no Isser at all. Halacha l'maisa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. But the Shach in Os Yud Gimel, Sifkat Yud Gimel, Scholik on the Beis Yosef, and he says the Isser applies to all food and drink. And therefore, it's Usser for the woman to bring in to the husband a Salachas or a Koshmashke. And if the woman is mechaleket, to the ochel to a main dish, and or puts the food or the plate of the husband a little bit away from him, when he takes it on his own, that's not considered to be a problem. Or she's not there. I'm sorry, if he's not there when she puts the food there, then there's no issur at all. Halacha l'maisa. And hagasha itself will be usur, even if she does not, mix the drink. There is no isser for the woman to mix the drink if she doesn't bring it in front of him. The Hagashas Asr Pashim Shah, even if she does not mix the drink. The Hagashas Lachorah, part of the isser, even though we call it the isser Mezikas Kos, but the major isser is the Hagasha. So, Shariora writes, he says, it's Pashim Shulchan Aruch, like the Rashba, that the Mechaber seem to say that the Isser is only on things that are intoxicating. I guess he does, Limzo Kos means Yayin. I guess that would be the Pashup Shat Lamaisa. Even though we should note that the Makor Chaim says this whole thing does not apply nowadays, because what they used to do is they used to dilute the wine, right? But he says our wine is already diluted, so we don't need to dilute it. So he says there's no Isser of Mezig at all. The Makor Chaim says, Kwan Mem Dalet. So he does away with the whole din. But the Arsharor wants to say the Mechaber holds like the Rashba, and it's only limited to wine and diluting the wine. But we're saying at the end of the day, this is really only the Hagasha. And the Shach argues, as we said, and the Ashkenazim are knowing like the Shach, to aser any bringing of food or drinks to the husband. And as the Shulchan Aruch says a little bit later, there is no difference between the man and the wife. Shulchan Aruch says earlier, says a little bit later, that Loshna, it doesn't make a difference who it is. It works for the man and the woman just as well. Okay? That was the Farish in there. Where was that in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit later, no?
Yud Gimel.
In Yud Gimel. Thank you, Johnny. Right there. Yeah, he says it with Farish. He says, Kashem Shasul Limzog, Kasul Limzog Law. So that works both ways. So it's a machlekes whether it's limited to wine or applies to other things. And the Iker is the what? Iker is the Hagasha, which is the thing that we're stressing is going to be usher. Now, what's interesting is about a kosher bracha, right? Kosher bracha, like Kiddush, Avdallah, it's usher for the man to give it to his wife. And when she's in Nida, he should put it on the table, L'maisa, the kosher, Kiddush on the Shulchan, after he's drinking, L'achash, Shashim, Lishtos, after he drinks, she should take it on her own. And it's a problem of passing it even through someone. Even passing it through someone, it's like you're sholeach through someone. So, L'maisa, you don't want to, it's an interesting issue. The Darkei Taran, Amud Nun Gimel says that L'maisa, our minig is to pour the wine after Kiddush to Kosios for the whole Mishpacha. He says, that's fine, L'maisa, as long as, you know, you don't moshe to her, her kos directly, or even through someone, to have it passed to her. So, L'maisa, it's not the poshet, you know. I guess if you put it on a plate, L'maisa, and everyone takes on their own, it's fine. But seems to be a big problem, L'maisa, even if you, you know, the Gemara says in Brachas, I want you to see, Amr Abzeir, Amr Abbeav, Amr L'masdi Satana, Asar Advarim Nerim B'kosho Bracha, Yeshom Afma Shigartam Matan Lachi Beiso, Yechid Yisbarak Vito. So there's a big chashiv is giving a kosher bracha to one's wife. It's not just a kiddush and avdallah, not just kiddush, but it means a kosher zimun. So lamaisa, when the woman's in need, man has to be, you know, monei himself from havaris kosher lishto. So lamaisa, you have to try to figure out how to get around that problem that she should take it herself. But if you pass it to her, or even if you pass it down through someone else, as I said, I think that's a problem. So we have to be careful about that and make sure you don't transgress that din.
Rabbi, who did you say?
Yes.
Who is that about the kosher bracha?
What'd you say?
Who quoted this about the kosher bracha?
That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and also that's what the Shari Orah says also as well. Kosher bracha. It says it's if
you
give it.
That you should give it to your wife.
Shem she'asur limzog lo, kach asur limzog lo, od el afilu shloch la kosher yayin asur. Lo shna kosher bracha, lo shna kosher acher. Im hu miyuchad lo, right? Avim shosim hei miyoso akos v'shosis I basar leslan bo. So he points out here the Makor Chayim, if a group of people are drinking from that same coast, no problem. Even if the man and women are going to drink successfully after one another, he says it's not a problem. If anyone's drinking from that cup, the cup is not a problem. But sending or something is considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. Okay. Yes?
This might be more of an Aza question.
Yeah.
Let's say you're at a table, you're a guest at a table, you and your regular guest, and they're passing down the little cups, so everyone's supposed to pass down one to the other.
Right.
Right. You put it down next to her,
Put it down next to her, don't hand it to her, right?
But what else you going to do? That's also a shiloh.
Yeah, what are you, there's no, what else are you going to do, you know?
I guess
you rely on that Rambam, you know? Right, but you rely on the Rambam, and as long as you put it in front of her.
Right.
If you put it in front of her, it seems to be that's okay. She takes it on her own. So, you know, you always can, it gets out of a shata. Plus, the Rambam, we said, doesn't have a shata, you know, hold in. So,
right.
Always put it down, the mice, and you're passing on to some. And I think the eights is to do it all the time. Like when we say Avdallah, I always put the psalm down, even during the Metara. Then no one notices, you know what I mean? Then no one notices. That's what my Rabbi Friedman, the Rashiv in Skok, I remember, told me. If you do it all the time, then it's not they're not going to notice. No, I don't pass the psalm directly to people.
How far do you take it in terms of eating?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just you try to be innocuous about it. You know what I mean? I think putting it on the tables, you know, I always do it all the time. So,
right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was going to say that if you put it on the table out of concern for Hoshata, then the issue is everyone's going to know that she's a nida, no?
Right. So I'm.
And that was that.
No, I'm saying that if you put it on the table in front of her, that's what I'm saying, you know. You don't need to hand it directly to her because it'll spill, you know. People realize you're clumsy, so, you know, you put it in front of her plate. Yes, Eli Ron.
I wanted to ask you, were you asking inside Hoshat or inside Shiloh HaKos?
Shiloh HaKos.
Yeah, I don't know if, is that Shiloh HaKos when you put it down in front of her?
But you're not Mishaleach, bro.
Now you're the Mishaleach.
Yeah, now you're passing it over. My impression, Yoni, was if you put it down, it's not shiluach. You know? That was my impression. If you put it down, it's not shiluach. You know, shiluach has to be, you know, your shiluach. See, you're telling me what's the chiddush shiluach. Because shiluach is, even though you're not doing no shata, you can be over shiluach, even though you're not doing no shata, you give it to another person who passed down. You have one of the kids pass it, you're the one who did it, it's still aser. Al shiluach. So I'm saying, if you put it down, you know, then it's okay. You know, that's what I thought. I think so. That's why he told me to put the, you always put the besamim down. You know,
For besamim, is it mutter to let her smell it if it's in your hand?
I don't think so. I remember we said about it should be the inverse of the Avdala candle, right? The Avdala candle, Rav Moshe actually said was okay. You're saying Rav Moshe says what you're saying that should be okay. I don't know. It doesn't. It seems to be not too. I think you should put it down. Yes, David.
This might also be an Eitz question, same thing. But if it's just one and his wife, what yes. would you recommend one do regarding the cooking?
You mean no one else is around, you mean?
Should one just pour two cups? Is it like, and then for it's not miyucha, what would you recommend?
Yeah, well, if you pour two cups, you didn't hand it to her. She takes it on her own, right? Mm-hmm. She takes it on her own. So she takes it on her own. You know? Yeah, that's what I would say, you know? That's what I would say. Let her take it. You know, I would say let her take it. That's what I would say. What'd you say?
You put it down on her plate?
No, just put it on the table. She'll take it on her own. Yeah. Okay. All right, that's the din about the Isser of Azigas Kos. Now, what about the din of Yitzikas Amayim, which is really not so prevalent, Bisman? Actually, before that, let's see Sifir Aleph. So we have this din of the shinuyim that are done. You know, it says beferish in Sif Yud, let's say it, you know, we have Mezigas Kos, you put it on the Shulchan, it says, let's read the Lashon, it says, Kom Lachash Yisho Oso Labala Nida Oso Lachutz Mezigas HaKosh Asur Limzo Gakos Befonav Shalom Befonav, it's okay, right? Shalom Befonav, it's okay. La'anich Lefonav Al Shulchan Elin Kin Tasashum Heker Kigon Shetech Al Shulchan Biyat Smol. Either you do it with the left hand, or tenech la'kar, or kesa fil biad yamina, which is all the cases that we mentioned in the Gemara. Okay? Now, I just want to point out that the Makor Chaim writes, lehoshin miyado liyado is usher even with a shinui yad small. So, he points out it's always usher with a shinui if you do it directly. And to mizagish lo b'fonov, it also, he's also, he says, pen yigabon. But you could put it on a car, or keses, a filu biyad yamina, like we said, the lashon and the gemara is. Okay. But that's a bit of a chiddush, he says, but it's just, mezagah shalom b'fun of usher pen yigit. So the shach and sifkon yad dalet says, mutter for limzo kosh shalom b'fun of, there's no isser at all. So he says, not that way. But the Bach said, hanach al shulchan b'fun of is like kemezigah b'fun of. And the shach is cholik on the Bach. Okay. So that's regarding this, the shinuyim are mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now what about Atzoh Samita? That's Sifyut Aleph. Usur Latziya Mitasa Befonov, the Dafka Priestess Sadinim and Machat Mitzah Shuder Chiba. But things of Tircha, we are not Chiba, it's Mutter. Bless you. Shlo Befonov, everything's Mutter. Even if he knows about it, that's considered to be Mutter. And the Shariorus is obviously making the bed in the morning after one's got up and is not an Isser at all. We said this Isser, and usually the man should do that, right? Should make the bed. The Isser is Shaykh Bechol Mita that the man sleeps on. It's not Dafka Mita Kavua, but, you know, it should be, that's the din about, it's interesting that it says, who had din the Baal is Asal Atziyallah Mitasa Defaneha. He's making the bed. That's not mentioned in the Poskim. The Chochma Sodom, the Zerach HaShulchan says, it's not the derech of the man to make the beds. But the din is that it should be what? Should be usher. We should make it the derech, right? But it's usher works back and forth. Just because not mentioned, it's this din is equal as well. Just like we said by Mezigah.
Rav Volzner says since it's not the derech, it's more derech chiba, he actually ends up doing it.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. You mean, that's why it's usher. But nowadays, he wants to say the fun of it will be mutter?
No, meaning since it's normally not the way of the man,
I understand.
It's more derechib if he ends up doing it.
Right, but I'm saying not, but let's say it did become the derech, you know? Same halach. It's always going to be usher. Going to be usher the fun of. Okay, fine. So that's by atzah samita.
So we're saying that kind of the iser goes both ways.
Yes, just like mezigah. Correct, no doubt. No reason David didn't mention because it's not the derech. That's what the Chacham Sodom and the Rosh Hashulchan point out. Okay, and also of course about like I said, if they're getting up in the morning, there's no problem. You know, if one of the schedules of this that the husband makes the bed, and he shouldn't say he has a chumrah. that he doesn't make the bed, you know. If he normally makes the bed for everyone, he shouldn't say as a chumra b'shas nidus, so he doesn't, you know, to get out of it. Okay. All right, what about Yitzikas Mayim? What about Yitzikas Mayim? So we don't really have that much, but it's interesting, Machloikis. It says in Sif Yudbeis, it's also Litzok Mayim Nechotz Ponav Yodav Ragov. People ain't no gospel, people Mayim, hey Mayim Tzonni, even if it's cold water. So this is a Machloikis here, Shach and Taz. Very interesting, Machloikis. He says it's also litzok lo mayim. So this is not so common nowadays that the woman pours, you know, you see yotzekas mayim ayidei baila. But in a situation where a man would need water on his hands, and there's no, let's say, faucet or anything, and he wants to wash his hands, maybe the woman shouldn't. Not maybe the din is she shouldn't pour on the husband. So the Taz says nirali in sifkat and ches. It's mutter for her to prepare water in a kli, and then he should wash after that. That's okay. That's not called rechitza. Only our chatzas panei v'raglav is aser because of kiru baser. It's also liga zebzef filat spektana. But to prepare water in a kli without yitzik al gufo, that's not called rechitza at all. And that's mutter. But to pour the water on his body, that's aser. And then he says, isn't that pshita that's aser? Because aren't you touching him through the water? But you're really not, he answers. It's magai de davraker, because you're pouring water from a kli that you're holding, and the kamash blan is that's also, because that'll lead to chibuk. And similarly, if he's washing in a basin of water that has a neck of lamata, it's also for her b'shasri chitzotso to pour the water l'toch the kir, because that'll be called also lead to chibuk. So on this, the shach is cholik. The Makor Chaim points out that the Makor Chaim in Sifkat Nun is Makriya like the Taz. It's mutter to be making mine in a kli kodem rechitza. No problem for her to prepare water before he bathes himself. And the Taz in the Nekudas HaKesef Sidri Tar in Sifkat Nun says I pass like the Shach. It's also to prepare a pitcher of water that he should wash his feet in. That's called Derechibah. So that's an interesting machlokes shach taz regarding that. Okay, so that does that's a din regabi tzikas mayim. Okay, and then the mechaber writes in Sif Yud Dalet, he says all these harchakas like you mentioned before, we don't hold like the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel. We're marked bein yidusa bein libuna. All you may see here also, there's no chiluk tin roa mamish lamotze kesem. And the Ramah says, "Ein lahakmer ben libona ben iser achili ma bekayra." Tenog lahakmer v'yesh lahakmer. So this is an interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, "We're not makmer ben libuna. We got the iser achili ma bekayra." Says, and there are those that are mekel, but he says we're makmer. And the Taz quotes from the Sifkat Tes from the Bach, the Drish, the Marshal. There's no way that we're mekel ben libuna in such a case. Halach lamaisa. Says Adarav Yesh lahachmer because he might have more chashas. She's not bleeding anymore. She says vakir. What is interesting also is that the Shach in Sifkat Yeches quotes this like meal right before she goes to the mikveh. I think it's important to note. He quotes from the Gos Marshal and the Drisha that Aser eating bekar achmei lebuna, but after the Shivanikim end, she's like they're having a nochik meal before going to the mikveh, and it's mutter for them to eat bekarachas, and the shach praises the minig kosher v'noyadu. There's no hergel aver, it's a hergel mitzvah. It's kind of like we said that you can look at the makim chasim if you're trying to help her go to the mikveh. It's very interesting. Lo shavik yisir, lo shavik etei rach yisir, there's no chash, he's going to do anything wrong. So he quotes this, and as far as I know, I don't know of such a minig like that. I think we don't do like that shach, but it's interesting that there was such a concept. The Sidri Tara also has like this as well, that they used to have this meal, halach lamais, and there was no concern about any surim. But I don't, as far as I know, I don't know anyone who has that practice, halacha l'maisa.
What was the purpose, Rabbi?
I guess the purpose is, it's like herigo mitzvahs, like part of the process of, being mechabeder, and things of that sort as she's getting ready for the mikveh. But as far as I know, I don't know anyone does, but it's important we should know. It's a shach, and the Shidit Tara has it. The Ramah had it even during the B'mei Libuna, the whole thing, but with that he said, V'chein Nogel HaKlazev, and then he said, Yesh B'Hakla. Okay. And the last three sifim we did the first day, right, about the whole, Mahalakha, about whether Nid is a Nirvah. So I want to get started with Paletish, was there, and then we got to get to Chumash. Yeah, go ahead, Jordan.
Just going back to Sif, Beis, and Blitzel, Mavayim, there seems like some families that have a min.
What did you say, back to Beis?
Yud Beis,
yes.
So some families have like a min on Leil HaSeder.
Yes.
For Urchatz.
You mean to bring the basin.
And like wash the hands. Like maybe that's
At the table, just for the Baal HaBos though, not for everybody.
Some families like to do.
Oh yeah, for everybody? I thought it was just for the Baal HaBos.
Maybe it's not such a great... maybe idea.
You mean because you might be bishas nedusi?
You mean you'd be one year you're suddenly not going to do it, and like everyone's gonna...
Yeah, it doesn't look good. You're saying.
Usually
you have the kids do it. Yeah, you have the kids do it.
Okay.
Yeah, usually your wife's so tired anyway, right? So usually that's a good horror though. That's an interesting horror. Okay, good. All right, let's start. I wanted to see. The next simon is Kuf Sadi Vav. The beginning, I wanted to just go from Yud Gimel first about Plate the Shichlis Era, and then we'll go back. We've got a lot to do. We've got to do, Hefzik Tara, the Shivanikim. But it's kind of like, it's a little bit later in the Shulchan Aruch in that Simon. Actually, it's Sif Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel is this din. So let's just get it started. And then on Monday, Beis Hashem will continue. We've got a Chazor over the weekend. And that is the din of to Shichlis Era, which truth is practically doesn't chop such a nafkamina, but we have to know the yisodas of it. The Mishnah says in Shabbos and Peivav Amid Aleph, it says Minayin lepolet to Shichlis Era b'yom hashlishi shi'itmeya shenemar yiyu nechonim l'shloshes yomim. It says by Kabbalah Satira that shuvul aleichem. We learn a lot of dinim. The Gemara says in Be'ah Daf Hei Amid Aleph that it based in Shichlis Atiro. Because Hashem said, go back to your home. But there's a din of plate to Zerah that happens for 3 days. After 3 days, we assume that Zerah has no ability to Masriya, to have a child, to conceive, and therefore it's not Metame. But for the first 3 days, there is a Shikwa Zerah that emits from the woman, and therefore that is Metame her. Okay? That's the din. So the Gemara in Nida and Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph has the following Shaila. Boy Rami Barchama. Okay, she's doing her Shiva Nikim for Ziba. Nowadays, based on Reb Zera, everyone's a Ziba, everyone's a Zava. So the din is, Roa Haisavis Oseris, does the emission of the Shichva Zera Soser, the count of the Shiva Nikim, Ol Dilma Nogas Haisavalos Sosra. So basically, the Gemara is clearing here what's the nature of the din of Tumas plate to Shichva Zera. Is Shichva Zera, is it considered to be of the nature of Nogas Haisa, that it's Mitame her, and it's Mitame the woman because it touches her? Or do we say no? Do we say that it's of the genre of Tuma of Roa Haisa, which is that plate to Shichva Zera is Mitame, but it's an independent Tuma, and it's not based like on a conduit. It's not like, it spreads. Lamashal, it's like a mace is aviavos atuma. Someone who touches it is metame. So that's classical, tumas maga. Like you confer the tuma through what? Touching. Tumas nida, on the other hand, is not from the fact that the blood is niflut negufa. It's an independent tuma that if she's menstruating, the term is metamer. She sees it. She's a nida. And therefore, it's not based on like tumas maga. You have like on one category of mace, which is tumas mace, is through the notion of what could be maga mas or ohel, but it's through conferring. And then you have what a tumas atzmoi like nida, which is independent. That if she sees blood, she's tame, and that's the din. It's kind of like the Rav once said. There's Zion Mashkin for tumas ochlin. It happens in a different din. So there are two ways to understand that din. Either the Ramban says it's a conduit, like certain things there's conduit for electricity. So there was a conduit for the tumi. You need the shiva mashkin to set it up. And the other approach is that it's not a ochel in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin unless shiva mashkin have fallen out. You need the shiva mashkin, you need the ratzon of the baal, you need to be mechubar, you need to be tolish. So there's a lot of different requirements. So you could say it's either a, what's the word for in English? Not conduit, but it's like a
conductor.
It's a conductor of electricity. It's a conductor of electricity. It's a conductor of tumah. That's one way to say it. Or it makes the shem ochel. So in a similar vein, you can have different types of tumah. There's a tumas mace is conferred through tumah through negia, and tumas nida has nothing to do with it. It's an independent tumah. She mentioned she's tame. So that's really, in essence, the way you could take that shayla of Rami Bar Chama in nida and lamed gilonaf. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, let's shem gozer a maushet tistor beziba ro aisa v'soseris. Is it considered to be ro aisa that it's a new independent tumah and it's soseris, or do you say no, it's no gos aisa and it's not soser? I mean, Lamashal, if a woman, if a woman while she's counter Shiva Nakin would touch a mace, what would be the din? That would not affect her Shiva Nakin. Would not affect her Shiva Nakin at all, Lamaisa. You know, she wouldn't have to start a Shiva Nakin Mechadosh if she touched the mace. But if you hold that Poleta Shechazir is like a tuma, independent tuma, so there's no way that the day she emits the shichvazir, you could call that a yom naki, because she had a re'iyah, she had a certain mara mesuyam that makes her tamei, and maybe you would say that I can't say that can be called a yom naki. Whereas if you hold it's a tumas magid lamaisa, shouldn't necessarily be germane to being sosher my shiva nikim for zava gedoyla. So that's the shaila. In Maseches Shabbos, I'm sorry, that's the Mishnah Shabbos and the Shailin in Nidah by Rami Bar Chama. So how do we paskin on this? And then we'll go to Chumash. So it's a big Shaila how we paskin. Tyson Nidah on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph writes as follows. Dear Maskel Roa, and the Rosh is in the beginning of the fourth parak Siman Aleph. They paskin, Alach Lamaisa, that Shichvas Poleta Shichvazera cannot count the day where she emits Shechvazir in the Yomim Nekim, in the Shiva Nekim. So they seem to take the approach that it's like an independent tumah. Whereas the Ravid, caught in the Rosh is Cholek, and he says a startling thing. He says the din of Poleta Shechvazir is only said Legabe Negiya B'Taris. It has no Nafkimina B'Zman Hazeh for Heter Issu L'Baila. And therefore, Poleta Shechvazir L'Maisa is... It does not asr on the Baal at all. In the Mela, you can count the day in the minion of the Shiva Nakim, Latir Labaila. That's the Shita. So it's a big machleg. It's placed in a rush against the Ravid, Halach Lamaisa. Would it cancel? Now, obviously, you talk, it only has an afkimil, let's say a woman menstruates for a day, right? So that allows the, let's say a woman menstruates only for a day. That allows you to start the Shiva Nakim, but she has played the Shiva Zera. So if it did emit, does that count? Does that source the shivanikim? It's a machlech yishoyim. It's a shalat apaskin in that shaila, and we're lumdicizing it by what's the nature of what the nature of the tumah played to shichvazer. Do you box it in like tumas mace, or do you box it in like it's tumas needed? Allah lomai. So that's goof of the machlech yishoyim. So how do you paskin on this? So the Rashban by Zion Sharhei Chavomra is note to the kula like the Ravid, because he says the Rif and the Gonim don't mention poleta shichvazer at all. And the Rosh Pataka says like that political leaders do not asr on the Baal. And he says, though, Baal Nefesh should be machmir to the machmirim. So the Beis Yosef in Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sifkon Yadalov, is cholik on the Rosh. And he says that Yitochin, the Rif, and the Goyim were not miyachas to this din at all, Halacha L'maisa, based on what I said. Because a woman menstruates 5 or 6 days, has no nafkamina L'maisa. When does it ever come up? Halacha L'maisa. I mean, she's always been covered with blood in those days anyway. So I want to read the Lashon of Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says here in Kuf Tzadi Vav, he's like Nesakim it at the end, and he points out this Machlekes, and he says, Me'achar, it's in the middle of Osiraf. to Kohani Rav Vosa Kasu Behedja, Dafla Baalus so serious, we got Maksha Kulum Zulasi Arambam board, Zuru Poska Rav Kivit, that she shows for Mishka Shikwazera, Hachi Nakatinen. He says, Hachi Nakatinen, Hachin Rishu Moya Rav, Rav Yaakov Rav, Torish Barab. So the Beis Yosef basically says that it would be Soser. And he says, Alach Lamaisa, it would be Soser if he had such a case. So, it's interesting that there are a lot of other Rishonim Lamaisa on this din. There are a lot of other Rishonim on this din because there are other Tanoim. In that same Sugya and Peivav of Ralph and Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Oletish Mazerb Yom Shlish is Tahora. Rabbi Shmuel says, Pomim Shein Arba Onos, Pomim Shein Chamisha Onos, Pomim Shein Shisha Onos. Rabbi Kiva Omer Liolim Chamisha. And then the Gemara says in Shabbos, Peivav Ezer Rechib, Barababa, Rabbi Yechon, Zudi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Chomer Mshesh Onos Shleim is Beinin. So, Lomai says, I said, the Ravid says, Polish was there only for tyrants. Lapal, it's not Sosa. Rabbi Yonah, the Rosh, the Smag, the Sifachumid, the Gosmamonios, the Rambam, say, Lapal, it is Soseris. And the Rashbai says no to Lariva, but he says Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. So Lamaisa, you know, it's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, and as I said, really doesn't really necessarily come up. The Shariora does say though, he says La Lacha, he says the poskim assume that Plishim is not so serious the Minin Yamim and Akim. But as I said, it really doesn't come up. But he says I don't know why he says that, but Lamaisa, when the Beis Yosef said that it would be so serious, but he says the Heskim of all the posts that would not be searched the minyan in the kim. Ulam hayom shaboy shaplejik was there in a nimna besoch hayom meila. He says it doesn't really take place because, as I said, the blood is, you know, she's menstruating.
What about a kasefmas? Not going to be bleeding more than one day. She's just a kasef.
Right. So you're saying all these cases, we're gonna get to that. How many days she's gonna have to wait? Okay. You know, you have to wait 5. So that's the big shayla. That's what we'll continue with on Monday. Does she always have to wait for 5 and then go to the Shiva Nikim? Will there ever be any scenarios where you go right to the Shiva Nikim? Or maybe you could cut it down to 4, like you're saying, Yoni. So you're saying that will be a scenario that would come up, you're saying. Let's say she had Tashmish and then a day later she has a Kesem, and it's a Kesem you had no Kula for, right? So assuming she had played the Shiva Zera, would it be Soser account in that case? So he says it's not Soser. He says it's not Soser, but I don't know if the Beis Yosef, I thought, said it would be Soser. Ulam hayom shebo isha pletish kuzer ena nimne besoch hayom me alolu. He says hayom where the woman is pletish kuzer ena nimne besoch hayom me alolu. Does it come up? But you're saying, okay, we'll have to see. Okay? All right, let's go to Chumash. Yeah, go ahead, Alimon.
As I say, it would be relevant whether or not the riff actually held like some DNA, some were relevant to the Bible.
The Ksam Lishitasa, he didn't quote her, remember?
Yeah. So if he holds that.
So you're saying Lishitasa, you mean?
If they're all at the end of Tyros, then maybe there would be a reason. I mean,
that's why he wouldn't quote it, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
If the only Hechatims of to be worried about politician was there would be Ksam and the bylaw.
Right.
But that's the whole din of Ksam. Wait, that would then make it worse or better?
I think it would make it worse, no.
No, she wouldn't be Tameya. The Ksam wouldn't be Metame here. If the Rif Taka held it.
Right, so but the Beis Yosef seems to present it that even the Rif would say it just never comes up. You're asking.
I'm saying it wouldn't, according to the Rif.
I know, but you could say he didn't quote it because he held it's not Shakma's matter. You could say it never practically Shakma, but theoretically it would. It seems like Beis Yosef was saying, don't put the Rif on the list of Shitas that it doesn't apply. But you're making a good aura, maybe it should also, it shouldn't.
I mean, no, Pelethis would apply to a woman who has a regular period. But then in that case, it wouldn't be relevant, like the Beis Yosef said.
Right, correct.
And then she has a Kesem. Like,
but like Yoni was asking about the Ksam.
But if the Rif held that there was no Din Ksam, so right. That wouldn't have been a Kasha on the Rif Gufa.
Right.
Maybe a problem for us,
yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
If okay. The Rif didn't hold.
Right, I hear you. Okay, we have to see. And then we have to see how we get the 5. And, you know, that's how that famous, and if you ever heard in Hebrew, people always refer to 5-7. That's what it's referring to. The 5 days of menstruation, the Shiva Nikim, which we're going to get into. As I said, a lot of times it's 6 days in the king, but we have to see how we ever. Usually, 5 is a very important number that we don't are very rarely make on. Okay, all right, let's get to Chumash now, and we'll continue on Monday. If you guys keep chazering, okay, I have to start writing up a Bechina questions every day, so I'll be able to give you a Bechina by the end of the day. You know, you'll be able to take whenever you want to take it, but. take it, you know, chazer, you know, those few weeks after we, you know, break, before we start. So you can take the bechina. Don't push it off. You want to chazer good, so you'll be in your mind. Okay. You know, this Shabbos is always known as Shabbos Nachamu. And we mentioned, actually, before Tisha B'Av, that probably the greatest Nachama that we had is that we weren't killed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was kind of a mashkon. So that's why it's known as you know, Shabbos Nachamu. You know, that we were saved and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the truth of the matter is that I feel that we have to convey in this parsha, very important theme is that is, you know, when we do Avodas Hashem, it's not a game. You know, that we expect to do a mitzvah, let's be rewarded from Hashem. You know, the bottom line is that real schar is an olam haba. Hayom la'asosum, v'lamachar l'kabo schar. Okay, there might be exceptions to the rule. The Ram Deperish Mishnayah says, mitzvah ben amachaver, you get schar in this world. The Chassan Sofer says, mitzvah d'rabbanan, you also get in this world. There might be another exception as well. I forgot already, we had a third exception once. That you might get schar in this world. But nonetheless, the basic rule is that it's schars for the next world. We don't play games. We do mitzvahs because Hashem was mitzavos, plain and simple. And not because, even if there's reasons behind it, Rishonim come to mitzvahs, that's not why we do the mitzvahs. And it's a very important concept. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, it's, Meshech Chochma points out, you know, we have Aser Zadibris, Kibbut Avayim, as opposed to in Yisro, it says Kasher Sifcha Hashem Elokecha, because you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you know your parents naturally helped you. It's a natural; it makes sense, a simple rationale to be mechab your parents. But there might be parents that don't do a thing and don't help you. And I'm not getting into Machleis Mechab Ramah if parents are Roshes or Mitzvah Kibbut Avayim. That's a Machleis Mechab Ramah. Talk about they didn't do much. How much did they do in the Midbar? Says the Meshech Chacham. We had the Mon, they had Parnassa. How much did they do for you? In the Yisrael, okay, we weren't, you know, that was before we went through the Midbar. So, okay. But now, Lamaisa, you might have, you know, why should I do it? The bottom line is, Kachir Sefer Shulachan. I told you, there's Shot Shol Shufin Ba'odom, Gomor Armasech, and Nina Daflam, and Av, Hashem, man and a woman, and you're Machab, your parents, and that's it. Kachir Sefer Shulachan. There's no, you know, there's no games, you know, pilpulling why I should do this, what I should do this. We have the mitzvahs, we have the Shulchan Aruch, we have the Shas, and we do the dinim in such a way they have to be fulfilled. And the truth of the matter is, you know, Rabbi Sosalam had a famous comment, Shema Yisrael. Everyone has no problem saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem is king of what? King of the heavens, the earth. What about on yourself? What about on yourself? Are you manlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on yourself? That's what they say over Rabbi Sosalam used to say. It's a beautiful Muslim. You have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on yourself. That's what Kabbalah Shel Shemayim is. Of course on the whole world. But it's got to be on you yourself too. You know, he's in charge. And Lamais, it's not, you know, why should I mechab in my parents? What did they do for me? There's a mitzvah in the Torah. That's it. You do it. We're soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 515 times Veschonon. Says in Medrash that if he would have davened one more time, he would have been let in. He would have been let in. And he davened so much, he was answered a little bit, he was able to see it. He was able to see it. He was able to see Eretz Yisrael. So his answers, tefillahs were answered a little bit. And no one should ever think that tefillahs aren't answered, because it might chapa nafka mina later on. You keep davening and davening. Oh, I didn't get my answer. I didn't get my answer. But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one of the notions of Inyan Tefillah. There's an Inyan Tefillah that's good, where you have kavanah, and the Inyan Tefillah that's bad. What's the Inyan Tefillah that's bad? The Inyan Tefillah that's bad, Taisa says, is that you daven so much for something, you feel you're deserving of something. Or if you got that something, it must be because of my fear. First of all, who says you're deserving of it? Number one. Number two is, how do you know that because you're tefillah, you're answered? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you got to daven three times a day. We do the halacha. It's not like, you know, a quid pro quo with the Eibishter. It's a give and take with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a give and take. Tefillah is a dialogue. The Rav has a lot of that. Tefillah, okay. But the notion of reward and punishment is not a give and take. At least, Onshin might be, but not mitzvahs. We do the mitzvahs, and we're not looking for the schar. And it's very, very important that a person has to, you know, that's why the Isser of Tanas was in the Parsha. You're not, it's an Isser lav to do a mitzvah. I'm only doing this mitzvah to get reward. And you know, the one exception to that is Meiser. So many Gerachonim say that's only Meiser of Tfuah. Many people think by Staka, though, you can do it. Give $1 million, you know, only $1 million if you only make another $10 million, right? Some posts would say that's usher. It's only by Meiser Tfu are you able to do that, not by Meiser Ksav. Okay, it's a machlekes. But what I'm saying is, this is a little tanasu. And that's, you know, that's the essence of, you know, being a Ben Torah and being a Oved Hashem, is that it's not a game. We are soldiers of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have halachas, we have Hashem V'Yarai Sechadu. And we want to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu through davening, through learning, and you're not looking for something that is, you know, on the scar. You know, there's some Rishonim, it's not classic, but Tosis always says Shalom Lishma, learning is, you know, the positive Shalom type Shalom Lishma is for Kavod. But there are some Rishonim that say not that way, that say that L'Kavod or for whether ulterior motives they get a Shidduch, whatever it is not good. It's a negative Shalom Lishma. Whichever case, whichever sheet you hold, like, it's you know, we have to realize Moshe Rabbeinu daven and daven and daven, but what he was davening for was, you know, to be answered, and when he's not answered, you know, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's, you know, decision. But, it, you know, the notion of you know, that you do something and a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to reward you right away, that's not, you know, a proper perspective of Ben Torah. Someone wants to grow and to become a Talmid Chacham. You know, it says in the Pasuk, it says Ebra Nava Era. Oh, it's late. Basco came out and said, Lokam Kamosha. So the Chanukah Satera says, you're not allowed to be Aber Shonim in Chutz Lartz. I, Rabbi Kiva, did it. Gemara says Rabbi Kiva was the greatest everywhere in the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, said he wanted him in Ma'aber, Ebra Na, Ibor. He wanted Ma'aber the Shonim. So you need to be in Eretz Yisrael. Baskel said, no, you're the greatest, so you don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rebbe of Heschel said. But, you know, he tried, he was able to see it at least. He was able to get the Eretz Yardin. But, you know, the notion is he didn't display this notion of, you know, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. And there's a lot of pilpul by why Aaron didn't daven. So Al Pi Kabbalah, they say that Aaron didn't daven because he was a Gilgal by Shmuel HaNavi and by Ezra. And he knew they were going to be back in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu had perfected his life. There was no Gilgal. So he knew he wasn't ever going to get there. So he davened and pleased. Aaron knew he would get there in another Gilgal. Al Pi Kabbalah. Okay, whatever that means. But what it means is Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, oh, I didn't get it. You know, I didn't get it and forget it. Chas v'shalom. Whatever I could have spoken to the priest. He had a davened. He davened. Alvai, she's followed him. Kuloan. Hashem said, no, that's an important thing. We got to, it's not easy, but you know, it's not, religion is not in a superstition, obviously. Rambam says it's a avodah zarah superstition. You know, a ben Torah is, we says in Shulchan Aruch, we do it, we follow the din, and that's it. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us and allow us to, you know, go from mitzvah gereris mitzvah. But it's very important not to treat avodah Hashem like that. And I think that's part of the nechama. Part of the nechama is that, you know, that we survived and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but let's do it right now. Let's do it right and have that proper perspective of Avodas Hashem. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Sorry I went over 6 minutes. Sorry. Okay, everyone have a good 2 Bible.